Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about turtles. The Pacific Northwest is home to two species of turtles, both freshwater types, the western pond turtle and the western painted turtle. The western painted turtle, Chrysomys picta belli, is native to our area and used to be common. Unfortunately, human activities have made painted turtle sightings rare. Painted turtles are lovely, about 8 inches long, weighing about 2 pounds. Their shells are dark green, with the edges highlighted in bright red. The underside of their shell, usually not visible in the field, is an exotic inkblot design of red, yellow, and black. Turtles have great hearing and eyesight and move quickly to avoid detection and capture. Painted turtles live in streams, ponds, and rivers, preferring slow-moving water. Being a reptile, the turtle's activity level varies with the temperature of its environment. During winter, turtles remain underwater in the mud until warmer weather returns. When active, they breathe air as we do with their lungs, but when overwintering, they can breathe through their skins. As the sun returns, rocks or logs on which to bask are important for warming their bodies after foraging in cool waters. Turtles are omnivores and feed in the water. Their diet includes algae, plants, insects, carrion, and they are fast enough to catch live fish. Turtles breed in the water, with the smaller male's courtship including swimming backwards in front of the female, caressing her face with his elongated front claws. Females nest on land in summer, anywhere from a few feet to hundreds of yards from water. After excavating a bulb-shaped hole, they lay an average of 12 oblong, soft, leathery eggs. After covering the nest, parental responsibilities end. Dime-sized babies hatch in the fall and emerge from the nest then, or in the spring, to find their way alone to water. Traditional cultures along the Columbia collected turtles for their meat, shells, and shells, which were made into rattles, spoons, and other useful items. Europeans created the first major threat to turtles in the 1890s, collecting them by the hundreds of thousands. They were shipped live to San Francisco to satisfy the demands of the restaurant trade. In the early 1900s, and again in the 1920s, non-native bullfrogs were introduced to Oregon in schemes to get rich quick, raising and marketing frogs' legs. The market failed, frogs escaped and were released to prey on native animals ill-equipped to avoid them, including young turtles. Game fish enthusiasts released largemouth bass, also a predator on young turtles. Sunfish and related species were introduced and became food competitors. Introduced carp keep the water muddy and eat aquatic vegetation, diminishing turtle habitat. Many turtles are accidentally caught on fish hooks, sometimes swallowing the hooks, which can kill them. Frequently, cars run over turtles crossing roads. Drained wetlands and irrigation projects reduce turtle habitat, and agricultural and industrial development destroy their nesting areas. As large mammal predator populations have declined, raccoon and coyote populations have increased, causing more pressure on turtles as both eat turtles and their eggs. Introduced non-native turtles, most released pets, are now established in the Pacific Northwest, including a larger, more aggressive cousin, the red-eared slider, and the common snapping turtle, an aggressive predator that can reach the size of a car tire. Native turtles are protected in Oregon and Washington, but that affords them little opportunity for recovery without protection and restoration of their habitat. In the last 100 years, a once common habitat generalist who had survived for millions of years has been brought to the brink of extinction. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.